Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
And a happy, wonderful Wednesday to you here from Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well on 96.5 The Fan as we roll along into the week that has now officially began as Colts Week. And also, I hope spitting on another man was worth it, because according to the NFL, that loogie that Ja'Marr Chase launched at Jalen Ramsey is going to cost him $507,156.
Well, it's worth every penny of it, I'm sure, for Mr. Chase to spit Mr. Ramsey's face. And yesterday, you know, of course, our guy Mike Tomlin was asked about it. Mike Tomlin decided to say, I don't got any words for that. You do what you got to do. Somebody spits in your face. And so I like the fact that the coach is behind Jalen Ramsey, as he should be. Ja'Marr Chase should have got his ass kicked for spitting in a man's face. And he kind of did, Dusty. He kind of got his balls kicked in at $500,000. For spitting on somebody. You're right. I hope that was worth the spit in the face of Jalen Ramsey the other day. So congratulations, Ja'Marr Chase. You continued to, you know, do things to let your team down in a time of need.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, that's brutal.
Yeah, it is. But I don't know if it's more brutal than your neighborhood watch this morning, somebody looking for somebody to come clip their toenails. I mean, to me, that may be the look
what?
Of Mac.
What the hell?
So Dusty,
what the hell was that?
Dusty apparently is on his neighborhood watch Facebook page or whatever it is, you know, the pages of Lee Summit or the pages of Overland Park and all this kind of stuff and whatnot. I have to stay away from that. I have enough drama in my neighborhood as I did yesterday. Oh, my God, we can get to that, too. So Dusty, he sends me a text this morning. He goes, here's what's going on in the Lee Summit community page. Somebody requesting to have somebody come over and clip their toenails because they haven't been clipped in a year and a half.
Oh.
And so Dusty's got plans after work, so we got to get out of here early today, Mac. He's got to go clip toenails over there in Lee Summit.
Yeah, dude. Anonymous participant. Need someone to come to my house and cut my toenails. They haven't been cut in over a year and a half. I will pay appropriately. 132 comments, 3 shares.
I mean, how many people have said, yes, I'll be over there to do that? And what has to be the going rate for you to go clip some stranger's toenails that haven't been touched in a year and a half, right?
Is it Sophie Cunningham?
No. I guarantee you who that is. It's probably some shut-in that hasn't left and is sitting in a moo-moo or something. I mean, like, I just in bed. Probably still, and oh God, I mean, geez.
I need to come over to your house.
That guy. Somebody says, oh my God, I live in Lee Summit, I saw it too.
Well, that's the thing, like, what's the craziest thing you've seen on these community pages, right? Like, people, my mother sends me her community page all the time. I can't log in, I'm not a member of your community page, right? And I don't look at anything going around by us, because I know that would just drive me absolutely insane, and I'd get ticked off of some of this stuff, but like, that's got to be the craziest thing that people have seen on there, other than, oh, yeah, I got a bear walking around, because we see bear now everywhere, or deer, or, you know, what are they building over here on this corner?
Dog
missing. Like, yeah, use it for that kind of stuff. And not for this kind of stuff where you're saying, I need my toenails clipped because I've been in the house for a year and a half and nobody's clipped my toenails.
I mean, it's it's full of just wonderful information.
Yeah, the toenails.
What are the best holiday markets around here, even up to 3 hours away? I would be interested in knowing the best craft fairs anytime.
See, that's good stuff. Yeah.
I guess Google's broke.
Yeah.
People mad about the DMV office?
Oh, yeah. I understand that.
Is there anybody selling any fresh chicken or duck eggs?
Oh, yeah. We got a lot of those. Yep. Max got some in his backyard right now.
Looking for someone that does logos on shirts, different sizes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those guys are out there. Again, Google is your friend.
Yep.
Yeah, like don't people have Google? Because I have people ask me stuff all the time. What do you think about this? I go, I have the same Google you do. I mean, like, literally, it's the same. There's no different Google on my phone or your phone or, you know, anybody else's phone. It's all the same. And I'm going to do the same thing that you're going to do. Look it up. And you know what? I'm not going to look it up because it's not my thing.
816 says, I don't know, man. $20 is $20.
Oh, God.
Here's a post. What? I went to the Dollar Tree today, and everything I bought was $1.25.
No, they didn't. No,
I don't
did
know
not.
The last time I bought something that wasn't $1.50 up to $7. I would say it's a Christmas miracle, but I don't believe in them.
Oh,
I just must have beaten them to the red stickers being put on.
Oh, my God. Complaining about the dollar store. Nothing's a dollar anymore. Have you not seen the prices today?
Somebody said, where can I get authentic Mexican street tacos at Lee's Summit? Someone commented, Mexico.
Oh my.
All right.
Yeah. But so like that's the community page at Lee's Summit today.
It's
somebody
awesome,
asking
dude.
For toenail clippers.
If you ever remember, by the way, when we were talking before the show, the year the Patriots didn't get to the playoffs, 08 was
right.
When Brady blew his knee out. The Dolphins won the division 11-5. The Patriots were 11-5, Jets 9-7, Bills 7-9.
Okay, so yeah, that was the 1 year, the second time under Tom Brady that they didn't make the playoffs. And that really wasn't under Tom Brady. Tom Brady only missed the playoffs once in his career in New England, and that was the year after that first Super Bowl when nobody really knew what was about in New England, right? We didn't know if they were going to be a dynasty. They got a great Super Bowl win. And then the next thing happens, like the year after, like in that generation, you went to the Super Bowl and you usually didn't make the playoffs the next year. It was really weird how that, you know, kind of happened and whatnot. And so that was common for the course. But after that, Tom Brady never missed the playoffs again. I mean, it's just it's insane to think about that. Tom Brady, after that second year that he was the starter, never missed the playoffs as a starter with the New England Patriots. It's quite wild to think about how much success they had.
I can tell you with confidence it's not any cheaper than him just going to a professional, LOL. We don't know if it's a male or a female.
I don't think that would be a male. I mean, maybe it is, but just, you know, go to the nail salon. But then you walk into, you know, like to get your nails done or something like that, and they see you coming.
Ooh. You know how people watch those, like, pimple popper videos?
Yeah.
I watch the ingrown toenail videos. They're satisfying.
Are they really?
Yeah.
All
you see them pull that little sucker out.
And
that pus comes right out. It's got to be relieving.
I'm sure it is, but yeah, I'm not going to watch something like that go down, man. I'm not interested in that. I don't like to watch that kind of stuff. That creeps me out.
There were two things you could watch go down yesterday. One was your guy. He's going to Baltimore, Taylor Ward.
Yeah, Taylor Ward, no longer on the board for the West. I'm kind of good with that, Dusty.
Yes.
Right? I'm kind of
never wanted Taylor Ward.
The Royals probably would have had to overpay, if you will, and whatnot, just like everybody does when you make a trade. That's not a knock on the Royals or anything like that, but you'd overpay for a guy that they've coveted for a while. Like, his name has been kind of out there for a very long time when it comes to, you know, the Royals' interest in this guy. Like, I feel like for the last at least three years, right? Yep, exactly. For the last at least 3 years, his name has been out there, and it was a deal that they could never consummate, and probably good, because I think there's better deals to be made for the Royals out there right now. You still have, you know, Jaron Duran available. Joe Adell's a better Angel, I think, than what, you know, Taylor Ward was, and then Abreu with the Red Sox as well. So there's three guys out there that you can still target with a trade, and look, I'm glad the Royals kind of passed passed on Taylor Ward. Because like I said, Dusty, and I'm sure you agree, there's probably a better deal to be had than Taylor Ward. Taylor Ward seems like you're just settling for a guy that you've wanted for the last 3 years.
Yeah, I'd rather wait for winter meetings to start before you start making really big moves. Mm. Obviously, I think we have another, what, 2 months for that? Or
no, the 5th of December is when winter meetings start.
So less than a month.
Yeah.
For winter meetings. Again, I don't think Taylor Ward's a name that would really move the needle. I think if that guy were to be signed by the Royals, you'd see more like, oh, great, another sub, you know, player for the Royals.
Right.
Chalk it up for another typical Royals hot, you know, whatever.
Right. But because that's how the vocal minority would be if they did something like that. The people who, you know, comment on X and whatnot, they wanted him to get Ohtani, but they got Taylor Ward instead, so you're going to trash the organization.
Cody
some people's life.
There.
Yeah, Cody Bellinger is still around, man. Mm-hmm.
That's
Taylor
Christmas
Ward
list.
Just had his best season, looks like, by far. So you wouldn't want to buy someone at their
height,
right?
Not their height.
No, their peak.
Yeah. It just feels like, I don't know. Like they, again, as Dusty said, it's been 3 years we've been talking about Taylor Ward coming to Kansas City, and they never were able to get the deal done. There's probably a reason why, right? There's probably a reason why they couldn't get that deal done, and it's probably for the best.
Do you think there's more, speaking of other things you could have watched last night, do you think there's more panic in Kansas City with the current state of the Chiefs, or more panic in Lawrence in November now they've lost to Duke and North Carolina?
Yeah, I think there's more of a panic in Kansas City than there is in Lawrence right now because
I hope.
Absolutely. I mean, look,
it's November.
Exactly. We're in the middle of the tail end of the football season.
Their best player's not playing.
And, you know, the basketball thing just started. Nobody's going to remember these games in March. They're fun now, right? It's fun to play these big games. And I love that KU and Duke and North Carolina, they all play each other. And it's so much better than what the SEC is doing in football this week with UMass and Baker.
And it was in the Garden.
So I like the fact that they do those games, but at the end of the day, and we've said this for years, this isn't because KU got smoked or anything last night, but nobody remembers these games. That's the worst part about it. You get to the NCAA tournament and you're like, oh yeah, that's right, they played Duke in North Carolina 8 months ago. You know, like it just doesn't have that staying power for whatever in college sports, but still good. I'm still glad they're playing, but I mean, it's two dynasties we're talking about that are kind of in the balance, 6-7 a little bit, right?
Oh, boy.
Like Bill, I think, has 2-3 more years. I saw somebody say the other day, I think one of his assistant coaches was on a podcast and said he probably has 2 or 3 more years coaching in Lawrence. About the same for Andy under his contract here
Kansas City,
about 3 more years, because I think he signed that 5-year extension 2 Super Bowls ago, you know, when Florio was saying he was quitting and all that kind of stuff. So they both have about the same amount of time left, you know, under their current, you know, kind of contracts and situation. So they're very similar. We could see Bill Self and Andy Reid go out the door in the same year. I mean, that would be, you talk about a devastating blow to the area for sports. It's the two biggest legendary coaches that this area has ever seen that could walk out the door at the exact same time. Think about that for a minute, man.
Mm-hmm. Think about this.
I'm not quite sure why I'm here or what I'm doing, but there's a reason.
Ma'am, we're discussing the rezoning for the Portillo's. Do you have any comments on that?
The Portillo's.
For what?
We're discussing the rezoning on 53rd for...
Well, I live on 63rd.
Again, we're here to hear comments about the rezoning.
Well, I don't like Facebook, and I don't like the internet because I can't find a job. The library blocked my password. Now tell me, does that make any sense to you?
I think we found out who needs to get their toenails cut.
That's exactly right. Or a possible date for Binkley.
Oh, that's where you're going with
that. I don't understand the internet. Apparently there was a big tantrum thrown.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Here yesterday between 10 and 2, maybe. I don't know. There may have been a
that guy's an idiot, man.
Situation we'll talk to Jay Binkley about a little bit later on about the Google Docs not working. I don't know. I've heard from a source there may have been something yesterday.
Hey, he likes boobs and beer. He doesn't like computers.
He does not want anything to do with computers. Nothing to do with the computers whatsoever.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.